Someone had Lo'aleinu. He had a plugged what's it called? Drain, sewage line.
Clogged.
Huh?
Clogged.
Right, it was clogged. Right, and he called a plumber. The plumber came in and cleared it out. But they hadn't made a price ahead of time, right? He called the plumber in, and he said, "Look, I have this clogged line," and the guy goes and does what he has to do to clear it out. And then he hands him a bill, $1,000. And he said, "What do you mean, $1,000? I don't have to pay that. That's not the going rate." So what was the going rate? They called different places. One charged 50 shekel, one 70 shekel, one 100 shekel. And there had been no agreement ahead of time what he should pay. What is the halacha? How much does he have to pay off? He didn't. Right? The going rate, there's 50, 70, 100. And they didn't decide ahead of time. And this happens all the time. We do that, unfortunately. You know, we have people come in and they give prices. They do the work, and then without giving the price. So how much does he have to pay? I was funny, like, I saw the case over here in this Divrei Mishpat I've used before. This is a collection of five volumes of different cases. Well, by Ona, we spoke about a couple months ago that there's Ona by Kablon, but not by Sacher, according to many Shitas, because a Sacher is like a Eved, and Eved is like Karka, and there's Ona over Karkos, but for a Kablon, there is Ona. So, you know, that's a good question. So, here we're not asking about Ona, we just want to know what price should he have to pay? Into the different details, and this is what he does. I just want to read a little bit of the Chafetz Chaim. It's on the second page of the handout. The Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote the Chafetz Chaim about Lashon Hara, but he also wrote a sefer on Choshen Mishpat called Avas Chesed. I mean, it starts off with the halachos of Chesed, but he also talks a lot of halachos of Choshen Mishpat. And he says over here, Atikan Eitza Achas, I want to give you some advice. Hanagas Linin Isser Gezel Oshik Schar Sacher, which touches upon the prohibition of stealing and of robbing a worker. Vihi, and that is, Shakol Adam Shemavakish Ladam Achas Yasalo Eza Pu'ula Pischar, anyone that requests another person to work for him for pay, Yitzarimo Hamecha Bechila, he says, please set the price initially. The lav halchi, if you don't set the price initially, alul ma'od, it's very conducive, leyos gezel ve'oshek schar sacher, to come to stealing and robbing a worker. Even though yir tzeliyos vatran gadol v'mon, unless you want to be very generous with your money, kerei losis min ha'safek, to avoid any doubt. Dalo api rov, in most cases, you're going to have, and this is like what you say these cases all the time. It's like Arachayim. A person has hundreds of jobs done to him every year. Right? Each of us have hundreds of times we hire workers every year. I mean, this Choshen Mishpat here isn't some abstract theoretical halachas. Everyone hires workers hundreds of times a year. If it's a worker for the plumber, to the doctor, the teacher, the like all these hundreds of workers. And it's very common that after the work is done, there's a fight between the worker and the valabayas. How much he should get paid? So they start talking. It should be this much. No, that much. I'll give you that much. I want this much. And when they finally separate, they part their ways. Each one of them thinks in his heart that the other guy robbed him. Right? No one's happy. This guy says, I paid him so much, and the other one says, look, he cheated me. So Ashina wrote to Lord, they got tired of fighting. But they didn't give him a chila, they still have something against him. But the Pamiash came Riva Benayim, and a lot of times it ends up in a long standing feud. So the Chafetz Chaim advises anytime you hire a worker to please set the price in the beginning to avoid all misunderstandings. So that's just the advice. But we're talking where the guy didn't. Okay? And I think, you know, his advice notwithstanding, it happens sometimes where we don't. So what's the halacha? So once again, like last week, there's no Gemara. But we have a Gemara that's close to it. We'll start with the Mishnah that we've spoken about many times. The Mishnah said, HaSochas Umnim, if someone hires workers v'chitzus, as then they tricked each other. So we've been using a pshat where one of them, where they reneged on each other. Either the worker quit working in the middle, or the balabas fired him before he started in the middle. But the Gemara points out, and that's the part I printed out over here, that the lashon of the Mishnah is chitzu, they tricked each other, which seems to indicate that's not that they just quit or reneged the commitment, it's that somehow they tricked each other. And the Gemara says the case is talking where I, the Balabayas, asked I asked a friend of mine to go hire workers for me. And that person I sent, that shliach, tricked the workers. Kitu Zezet, it's like I had two workers. I had my friend who was hiring the workers and those workers, and this friend of mine tricked them. The Gemara says, Damele Balabayas, the Balabayas told a worker, a friend of his, Zil Ogali Polim, go hire other workers for me to do a job. And this worker went and tricked them. He said that the Balabayas is going to pay you $3, and this worker went and said, you want a job? You make $4 an hour. Right? The recruiter inflated the price more than the Balabayas had said. So in that case, if they tricked each other, the Mishnah would be saying they're only entitled to the $3 rate and not the $4 rate, and they have complaints against the recruiter. Right? That's the way the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why? What's the question? Let's see the Polim Heichem Itagmi. Let's see what the price is of workers. Let's find out how much. What's the standard rate for this job? So the Gemara answers, like happens very often in the cases we deal with, the Mishnah is talking about a case where some people take $3 an hour, some people take $4 an hour, and there's no standard rate. There's 3 and 4. So since the employer had only meant to give 3, he only has to give 3. But these guys can have complaints against the recruiter who tricked them and said it was 4. That's the end of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins is the halacha. That's the first Shulchan Aruch I have on this handout. That someone told his agent, go hire me workers for $3 an hour. And the agent went and hired them for 4. So what's the halacha? Nosinglam bal habayis kiminig hamedina. You have to give them what the customary wages are. Right? That was the Gemara's kasha. Let's see how much they get paid. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if there's a standard rate, so you give them that standard rate. Oh yeah, you're right. We didn't get to our case yet. This is like we're on the way. I said there's no b'feir shugamar. We're talking about the agents, and we'll have to see how it applies to our case. If there's in the community, there is some people get hired for $3 an hour, some get hired for $4. In the Gemara's case, he only has to give the $3, and the workers can have complaints against the agent, the recruiter. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch's case. So we have to, when we're talking about this halacha with the plumber, so we have to see, we'll first talk about a case where nothing was said. No conditions, they just, like the case I said, the guy came in, look, my thing's clogged up, and he goes, and okay, I'll fix it for you, and there was no talk of any price. They just went, he just went and did the job, and this is what happens, right? He just went and did the job without saying anything. He saw the thing was clogged, he rotor-rooted it out, and now he gives over the bill $200. Right? That's the case we're going to talk about. So there's three possibilities. We saw two in the Gemara, and there's a third one. The first possibility is that there's a standard rate. When they had the price, or they call the price controls, and those of us that remember them, huh? So then there was set prices to stop inflation, right? There was set prices, or like in communism, when they used to have communism, they had set prices for everything. So you could have a place where there's set prices. You can have a place like here where there's a range of prices. Everything you do, there's... I couldn't think of anything that there's a set price for. Everything pretty much is a range. That's the second case. And I want to talk about a third case, which is a little, just an extension of that case, where there are different, there's a range of prices, and we know that this plumber is high. Right? We know that he is on the high end of the scale. Right? He has a big fancy truck, and we know that he's high. And you hired him. So in that case also, do you have a way of saying, look, I'm just going to pay you this, the lower end of the scale? Right? But from the Gemara we've seen, two halachas, that if there's a set rate, that's what you pay him, and the Shulchan Aruch also. If there's a range, the employer, the balabayas, the hirer, has the right to say, I'm giving you the lower price. Right? What's the svara? What's the svara that he can tell the worker, look, I'm giving you the, look, I know that there's, it costs 100, 150, 200 to do the job. We've been talking about it. I'm only going to give you 100. I don't care what you always charge. Right? What's the svara that the balabayas can tell his worker that I'm just giving you the lower price? Right? Once we see that svara, then we can understand these other cases. Right? What do you have to say that? I might set prices. By the way, if there's a minhag of Medina, so then that would also override this too. But we're talking, I think this is a normal case where you have different prices, so there's no custom what to do with
it.
Right, so that's a good point. All right, sometimes there's different types of jobs. I'm talking when the range is 100, 150, 200, that's for non-emergency, regular calls. If he does something super special, like he's coming in the middle of the night, or he's a special expert, you know, he's and he does a better job than the others. When he does it, gives you a 12-month warranty or 2-year warranty, right? So then it's a different product. We're talking the same product, right? Everything's the same. He just came non-emergency, regular, okay? And then when there's a range of prices, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch are saying that, at least in the case of this agent, we didn't get really to our case yet, but in the case of an agent, you have the right to tell him, I'm only giving you the smallest price. The Shach says, it's a two-part psychological svara. The first one we all know everywhere. A person only wants to pay the minimum amount that he needs to get away with it. Right? A person doesn't want to waste his money. People don't want to waste their money. They want to say, if this is what it costs, I'll pay it, but they want to pay extra. That's number one. And everyone knows that. When you work for someone, you know that he doesn't want to pay you anything extra. He wants to pay you the regular rate. He doesn't want to pay you extra. He wants to pay you not even the smallest, that the lowest rate that he could get away with. That's because people don't like wasting money. They have a lot of things that they could use with the money rather than support this plumber that's coming along. That's number one. And in Mela, what David said is that if you want, you the worker, want to get extra money, so it behooves you, you have to tell the guy that I take this much an hour. I take this much for the job. And if you fail to do so then you are leaving yourself at the mercy of this rule that people only have in mind to pay the lowest amount. By you not saying anything, you are being mochel, your normal rate, whatever, however you want to say it, but you are now subjecting yourself to the rule that people only have in mind to hire people at the lowest rate. That's the way the Shach understands the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't have that authority to make the price. And the Gemara says, I didn't say this, the Gemara says, he's told him, you're not working for me, you're working for that person. He's paying you, I'm just making the shidduch here, but you're working for him. That's the Gemara's case. If he says that, I'm going to take care of your wages, so then of course he'll have to guarantee that amount. But the case is where he said, you're working for that guy. And you know, that was clear. He made it clear that it's between you two, the negotiations. And they failed to say anything, so they're stuck with that. So it's the Ketzos. Brings from the Ritva that even though the Shulchan Aruch is talking about this case of the Shliach, he says the same thing over here. He says, Vadai. If you just hire a worker on your own, near it, the Vadai, Kishasocha Pol Bistan. This is the Ketzos on his own. He quotes the Ritva later. He says that if you hire a worker without making any price, you don't say anything about how much you're going to pay them, you only have to give him the smallest amount. That's what the Ketzos says, based on this halacha, based on this Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, by the case of the Shliach, the recruiter, the same thing will be, if you hire someone yourself, You hire the plumber, the case we started with. The plumber comes in, you called in yourself, he comes in, and you don't make any price. You pay him the lowest amount of the going rate. Now, they all point out that if someone, you know, just comes and does halfway job, and he says, yeah, I'll do it for $50, and you know, it's not going to last, so that doesn't count. We're talking about normal jobs, all the trucks you see, Roto-Rooter, drain opener, all these uncloggers, right? The regular, they all look like the same trucks. Right? You call them up and you find out what the prices are and make sure it's the same arrangements, right? Not that this guy's offering a 3-year warranty and this guy's not offering any warranty. It's the same deal of what this guy gave you. You find out what the price is and then you pay this guy the lowest price. The Ketzos has another shaila. Suppose he says that most, you did this survey, and most people take $150, and you found one or two that take $100, and 10, 15 take $150. So here he quotes the Ritva and says, it doesn't matter, because we have a rule, ein holchin b'mamun acher harov, even though normally we go after the majority, but the Gemara talks about a case where someone, most people buy oxen to shecht, and to plow, and this guy sold him an ox that had to be shechted, and he said, what do you mean I need it to plow? He said, I thought you wanted it to shecht, so I didn't tell you about it. So the halacha is, even though most people say they want their cow to be able to plow fields, but since you want to take money from me, you want to get your money back, we don't follow the majority to take money from someone. So over here, where we'll assume this is a normal case, not like we said in the beginning, but there's a worker, he wants to get paid, and he says, look, most people here take $150 and you're giving me $100. I can tell you, look, you want to use the majority to extract money from me that I should pay extra? You have no right. You don't use that rule of majority when it comes to taking money from another person. So the Ketzos says in the name of the Ritva that you'd be entitled to give that lowest price even if most people in the town take a higher price. You have the right to say, but I was assuming that you were one of the lower ones. You didn't ask me anything. You didn't say that you're higher. I'm giving you the lowest price. Okay, so now we had the case that we talked about in the beginning. Suppose you know that you called Roto-Rooter and they take the highest price. And so you know that price. You know that they are the highest one. And you called them. So I don't know, this might upset some people. The truth is, the machlokis. I have written down here, the Pischei Choshen says, look, the Gemara said, if you send the agent and the agent tricks, then, so then you have a way out. Right? You didn't know, you didn't hire them, you don't know who they are. They come to you, so you could say that I want to get away with the lowest price possible. But if you hire someone and you know that they take the highest price, so then you're just cheating them. If you say that, well, you know, I want to get away with the lower price, you know that this is their price. Who are you fooling? So the Pischei Choshen says, certainly in that case, you would have to pay their going rate, because you know that you called them last year, 2 years ago, you know what their rate is. You can't get away with something cheaper. This Nesiva Sacher, these are contemporaries, he's not sure, he says it's a Safek, but anyway, that would be something a shaila to ask. But it's a question, though. I hear that very, very well. Like, the whole heter to pay the smallest amount is because you're saying that this is my policy. I always pay the smallest amount I can. And if you wanted more, you should have told me. But if I know what your rate is, so you didn't have to tell me. Everyone knows that this is my rate, and you hired me before, you know what's the rate. So he says that then you would have to pay their rate. And there's another Gemara, and the Poskim asks, why isn't this case a steer to that Gemara? The Gemara in Bamasiya that pays Zion says, if you hire a worker, and he tells the worker, I'll pay you what one or two of the residents of the city, I'll pay you what one or two of the residents of the city get. So the halacha there is, you have to find out what people get. By him saying that, this is the way the Poskim understand it, by him saying, I'm going to pay you what one or two of the people get, that's saying, let's go find out what people get. Let's go make an appraisal. And what you're saying is, let's go find out what all the rate is. And what do you end up paying? So we paskin, that you find out what the lowest price is, and you find out what the highest price is, and you ignore all the middle ones. You take the difference between the highest and the lowest, you divide it by two, and you add it to the lowest, and that's how much you pay. The Shulchan Aruch is a case, just in case that was too tough. He says, if you, the highest price is $6, and the lowest price is $4, and in between, there's $4.55, $5.50, right? So you, between four and six is two, you split the difference, and you pay him five. Right? So the poskim ask, why is that different than the halacha we've been talking about? We've been saying that the rule is I always want to pay the smallest amount, and I can, and that's what I have to pay. I only have to pay the smallest amount, and here I have to pay the average, not the average. I have to pay the, what's it called, the medium, median, the median, median. Right here, you have to pay the median. Why is it like that? Right? Why is this different than that case? So the answer is simple. Everyone gives the same answers because the first case we're talking, you didn't say anything. You said, do the job, and you went and did it. There weren't any commitments. So there we have this rule. I only want to pay the smallest amount. First, let's see if there's a set price. I'll pay the set price. If there's a range, I'll pay the lowest. Even if there's a majority, I still have to pay the lowest. But where I said a word that seemed to indicate that we're going to go make an appraisal, I said this word, let's see what one or two of the people pay. One or two people take. If I say those words, so then I'm saying we're making an appraisal. What's a fair thing to do when there's an appraisal? To split it in the middle, find out what the highest and lowest, and split it in the middle. I mean, others Rishonim say differently, but this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. You take the lowest price, you take the highest price, and you split it in the middle. So that's a new case. The Taz says, and this I think is the case you were talking about. The Taz says that's only if you said that lashon. You said, let's see what one or two people take. I'll pay you like what, like one or two people take. But suppose you say, or he says the other way, the worker said, if the worker said, tishalimli kederech shebenei ha'ir mishalim, pay me like people get. I think it's in our terms we say, pay me the going rate. Right? Pay me the going rate. Or the worker, the boss said, I'll pay you the going rate. Right? What's halacha then? I'll pay you the going rate. Right? Is this what Chaim, is this like your case? Right? So we're talking, I'll pay you the going rate.
Whatever you charge me is fine, just do the job.
Oh, so that's different. If whatever you charge me is fine, is he's going to charge you, you're going to pay what he charges you.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that you said those words. That's dynamite. But here he said, I'll pay you the going rate. Right there. What do you take? Don't worry. I'll pay you the going rate. So there the Taz says, that doesn't mean anything. It's the same as not making any price. It's the same as not making any price that you can get away with saying, I'm going to pay you the lowest rate. I'll pay you the going rate. What's the going rate? Well, this guy here, a reputable company, charges $100. That's what I'm going to pay you. That's the going rate to me. The going rate, in those words, nowhere doesn't imply that we're going to take an average or a median or anything.
This is
right now.
One store is $397.99.
Yeah, next week we'll talk a little bit about sales. Here we're talking about hiring, because here it's a service. I mean, if it's a price, then you enter the store, you're pretty much at the store's mercy. I mean, you enter their store, and this is what they charge. Right, and you walked in there, and but here you did the work. There was no prior agreement. So the Taz says, if you just say going rate, that's not good enough. What's one other lashon that people say? You call someone and say, look, I need this job, and don't worry, I'll take good care of you. I'll pay you well. Right, you didn't say any price again, so I'll pay you well. So there, huh? So there, Pesachei Choshen says, look, you say, you're going to pay well, you can't say that. You know, that undermines this chazaka that people always want to pay the bottom rate. You say, I'm going to pay you well. So that doesn't mean that you're going to pay the highest price. So he says that, he says he's not sure. He says, maybe you do have to pay the highest rate. That's unsure. Bottom line is, remember the Chavetz Chaim, the best way is to make clear ahead of time what the price is. And you know, even now the car mechanics, they sign the thing, and if they're going to change the price, they have to call you, right? That's the Chavetz Chaim's advice. Always make clear ahead of time what the price is. If you didn't, so the rules we had tonight are that if you made said nothing, the guy did the work, and then afterwards you're having this machlokas. So he is entitled only to the lowest going, the lowest rate of the same product that's in the city.
What's the score of the cause that says that said like one or two?
Yeah, I'll review them right now. So if nothing was said, so if there's a standard rate, of course that's what you pay. If there's a range of rates, so we learned that people, the assumption is always want to pay the smallest amount, and everyone knows that. And if the worker wanted more, he should have said so. But he's not saying so. He's agreeing that he's going to pay that low rate. And that is true. We learned even if most people take a higher rate, if there are some people that do the same job with same conditions, same quality, and they take a lower price, you can pay that lower price. We said if you know that this person has a higher price, you hired him before, you know, ahead of time from his advertisements, whatever. So then the Pitzri Choshen said, it's reasonable to say that you will have to pay that his regular price because you know ahead of time. The Nesir Sakha wasn't so sure, but that's what he said. Then we had a few variations. If you said, I'll pay you the going rate, or give me the going rate. So there the Taz said, that's like saying nothing. Going rate, there's 10 going rates. So there also we go back to the same halacha, that you pay him the lowest amount. If you say the words, I'll give you, I'll pay you, or he says, give me what one or two of the other people get around here. So then you're saying, you're going to have to call one or two people, or you're invoking an appraisal. You're bringing up this idea that there's going to be appraisal. So there the halacha is that you find the lowest price, the highest price, and split it in the middle, and you pay that amount. Then the last case we said, if you say, I'll take good care of you, I'll pay you well, so then you can no longer say that I only try to get away with the lowest amount. You said, I'm going to pay you well, so pay me well, and you'll have to take care of that. You'll notice that the handout says, Hasofer Poa Velokova Mechir Aleph. Right, so next week, Belinether, we'll have Bays. And one of the cases we'll talk about is, how much do you charge? $100. I'll give you $80. Okay, we'll work it out. Right, we'll talk about that case. That's the Erev Shai's case. And we'll talk about a couple other cases like this next week.